all of these things, but even though the Congress has authorized people to do them, we have now the admonition to get below...
To understand that we've got to play it straight, fair, square for everybody, and lean over backwards to be sure that we take no political advantage of it. Now, therefore, I think that we must say to April that what Clark said yesterday about the paragraph, that they said they have serious talks next day, that interest is, if it's in a faraway future, that doesn't interest us. We think it ought to be the next day. We want to be flexible. We were ready to go an extra day. We might even go 2 days, such as, and then give him your date. But what I would do there is move it up to Dobrynin's November the 2nd, and then 3 days ahead of that, which would be October the 30th or something.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not a weekend, I think that that would help us some. And say, now, if you want November 2nd, we can understand that. And we'll give you 3 days, 2 days, try to do 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. And there, I'd never go more than 3 days or 3.5 at the most. And let's just be prepared. Now, then we'll have to see how we defend ourselves when they leak the 7. And we'll have to think what they could do in that 7 and how dangerous it would be and what it would do to Saigon government and what it'd do to these other things. I'm a little surprised Saigon gets on board so easy. Always on the first flashes, this cable this morning. Then we have to see that he doesn't get in any too big a rush, but that he sells that if he can. Namely, that they be damn sure that they understand. Now, they may be wanting us to stop this bomb and then break it and look foolish, look like we made a terrible mistake. That may be a part of their ploy. It looks like to me we'd look like jackasses if we stopped bombing on November the 2nd and had to resume it on November the 4th. It just looks like terrible. I couldn't afford to do that 10 days before that election and have to resume it.
Yeah.
So that's why that second date has some significance.
Right.
So I think we have to say to him that the GVN must be there and certainly make it abundantly clear that we're not agreeing to any unconditional stuff.
Yeah.
That the GVN's got to be there, that they hear loud and clear once again in language nobody misunderstand, that he has orders and they trigger it themselves. We don't. Doesn't even come to Washington. The moment they violate the DMZ, he operates. Abram does. The moment they shell the cities, he operates, making difference how minor it is. We can adjust it, but we ought to tell them that even if it's minor, we're going to do it. And we'll give consideration then to this 3 days before the 2nd.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've got to get it by their leak now so that we don't come up and agree on it that day. And then I think we have to go out to Abrams and say, now, this is what they say they'll agree to. And then give them the exact paragraph that Harriman read to them. And I want a wire from you endorsing this. If you do endorse it, if you don't, I want you to say so.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think we have to do the Joint Chiefs the same way. And I think that if we're ready to sign on and going to sign on, I think we've got to get all the leadership in here, just like you did on the missile crisis, and tell them this. And say, I'm deciding this, and I want to go around the table and let Dean Rusk tell you why he recommends it. Let Buzz Wheeler tell you why he recommends it. And let every one of these fellas tell you, instead of just having some guy in the department leaking it. And then I think we've got to do the candidates the same way. Now, you can imagine bringing 3 candidates in here with their 100 press men traveling with them and all that kind of stuff. It's just going to be a hell of a deal. But I'm not going to put this into effect before election unless I have had those candidates here firsthand.
Yeah.
With us taking notes, why Rusk recommended it, why Clifford recommended it, why Wheeler recommended it, why Abrams recommended it, and why Bunker recommended it. And they're going to have to take all of them on and do it openly if they question this thing. Now, they'd like to not know much about it and then come out and say, well, it wasn't done right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to make that clear to Vance and Abel and let them know it's not going to be a quickie. And I think that if you have any doubt about it, why you ought to discuss them a little later in the day.
Right.
Now, Averill announced, according to UPI, that he's having another meeting tomorrow, I'd say it's very unusual for him to announce these meetings, but the next day, so that meant everything's amateur.
Yeah, I was curious about that. I didn't know whether he had checked that out with the North Vietnamese, because, I'll check that. I haven't got any word on that yet.
I would imagine it's, Walt says that this UPI says it's nonsense. Parrish says they check, we've checked with Parrish, the UPI item, Thursday morning is nonsense. Habib says they'll knock it down by McCloskey. So, now, here's what I have in mind for Abrams. I wish I could talk with you face to face at this moment of decision. I guess we cannot do that, but, I wish I could. You're still in Honolulu. Since we cannot do this, I wish to put you bluntly the questions most on my mind as I put them if we could be together. First, if the enemy honors our understandings on the DMZ and the cities, will those actions constitute a significant military advantage to our forces in the Army? Second, will that advantage compensate for the loss of our bombing in North Vietnam, south of 19th parallel? Third, is it your estimate that the enemy will or will not honor those understandings? Fourth, if he does not honor those understandings, can standing orders for rules of engagement of the kind you and we have in mind protect our forces and those of our allies for a period sufficient for us to make a basic estimate of enemy intention and return, if necessary, to full-scale bombing North Vietnam? Fifth, knowing all you know of the position in Vietnam, if you were president, would you proceed with the proposed understanding?
Mm-hmm. No, I think the question about does he think the enemy will observe them? I think that if that needs a phrase like, do you have any information or reason to comment on whether you think the enemy will? Because that's almost nobody can answer that question.
Is it your estimate that the enemy will or will not honor those understandings?
Yeah.
What is your estimate? Well, if you're not, I'm not going to do it. I'll tell you that. I'm not going to stop the bombing on November the 1st and start it on the 2nd because I look like the biggest boob in the world.
I think there's a 75-25% that they will.
Well, that's the kind of answer I'd like to have from him.
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to look over this again. We don't need to do this till we get on with Parrish. And Tommy Thompson's going to the military hospital in Wiesbaden.
Yeah, he's there now. Yeah.
What is it?
It's a polyp. I don't know where in his body, but it's a polyp that has to be removed. Looks like he might be out for as much as a month.
It's a hell of a time.
Yeah. Well, now on Lou Harris, I quite frankly don't think much of that channel.
I don't think much of him either, but I don't.
And I think we ought to. One thing Lou Harris might tell that fellow is that the best way to talk about things like this is for Dubena to talk to me.
Well, you just go out and tell all the reporters that we knocked him off. I'm sorry. I don't have anything to do with it, and I have no trust in Lou Harris at all, but he calls up here every week.
Is he in town now? Should I get in touch with him?
I would just tell the White House operator to get Lou Harris and say this message that Jim Jones gave me that you called in for the president.
Yeah.
I have it, and we have these delicate things going on there, and I'm not sure that... we're seeing Dubena regularly, and my guess is I'm getting everything that he gets. And if I were you, I would just listen to the fellow and say nothing.
Yep, all right.
And I'd tell Lou Harris nothing, too.
Right.
Now, then, you think about what we ought to say to Averill. I sure do want these instructions to Averill to be tight and hard. And then when the wire gets gone, I want somebody to call them and tell them how we feel about them.
Right.
I don't want any of this... In other words, I'm not in any quickie on this, and I want to take my time. And I would suggest to us that, what was the last date they suggested? The 2nd?
The 2nd of November.
Well, I would,
which is a Saturday.
Be better, it'd be wonderful if it's Monday and it wouldn't show up until Tuesday, would it? I'm just afraid that our... friends are going to think we're playing that election.
Yeah.
Well, I think they are. I think that's why they're doing it that way. I think there's any question about what they're playing this election. Now, you and I can't have our reputation ruined the rest of our life if they're trying to elect Humphrey. Now, I'm going to try to elect him, and I'm going to make television and radio, and I'm traveling to Michigan today, and I'm going to Maryland tomorrow, and I'm going to New York on Sunday with the ethnic groups. My grandson parade with a flag for him yesterday in a uniform. My wife flew all the way to Texas and back. John Conley got out and just stuck his tongue in his cheek and just went all over the state speaking. But damned if I'm going to throw a piece for him. And I want you to protect me on this very, very carefully. Now, our other friends say they felt for 8 to 10 months that we should do this over defense. And that each day is a great delay. But, and I don't know, Buzz, I don't know whether, I guess he feels comfortable with this.
Buzz is comfortable. I have no doubt about that. As a matter of fact, I think, given the understanding on resuming the bombing if they do these two things, I think the other chiefs are comfortable.
Yes, but how do we look if we have to resume it? That's the point. Suppose I stopped it today and I had to resume it 2 days from now.
Well, I think it wouldn't be 2 days. Couldn't very well do that because you wouldn't get the kind of reaction unless it was a big attack on the cities, and I think that would be understandable to everybody. I think the chiefs themselves are comfortable about this on that basis. And,
well, we're going to get that paragraph down that y'all worked out yesterday awful strong.
Right.
See it's read to them again, that they all understand it. And the one thing that I think ought to be added is that they realize that he has these orders and they trigger it, not us. That when they, if they don't respect the DMZ and if they don't do these things, then they trigger this response.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to tell them that so that they know we're not kidding. They can't fool with it and play with it because I think we've got to make this awfully clear to Nixon. You're going to have to be thinking what you say to Nixon and Wallace, the LeMays and the rest of them, because I don't want to get their approval, but I damn sure want to get it where they can't tear it down. So you work on that, and we'll meet later today.
All right, fine. Okay.